ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we read from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the 8th canto, chapter 16. We start with a text 31, and then we come up to text. So this is from the Payavrata process of worship. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have two heads, Prayaniya and Udayaniya. Three legs, Savanatraya, four horns, the four Vedas, and seven hands, the seven chandas, such as Gayatri. I offer my obeisances unto you, whose heart and soul are the three Vedic rituals, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upasanakanda, and who expand these rituals in a form of sacrifice. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva or Rudra, who are the reservoir of all potencies, the reservoir of all knowledge, and the master of everyone. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are situated as Hiranyagarbha, the source of life, the supersoul of every living entity. Your body is the source of the opulence of all mystic power. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the original personality of Godhead, the witness of everyone's heart, and the incarnation of Naranarayan Rishi in the form of a human being. O personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are dressed in yellow garments, whose bodily hue resembles the Marakata Jain, and who have full control over the goddess of fortune. O my Lord Keshava, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O most exalted and worshipable Lord, best of those who bestow benediction, you can fulfill desires of everyone and save for those who are sober for their own welfare, worship the dust of your lotus feet. All the demigods as well as the goddess of fortune engage in the service of his lotus feet. Indeed, they respect the fragrance of those lotus feet. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me. Kashyapa Muni continued, by chanting all these mantras, welcoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead with faith and devotion, and offering him items of worship such as Padaya and Arghya, one should worship Keshava, Rishikesh, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the beginning, the devotee should chant the Dvadashakshara mantra and offer flower garlands, incense, and so on. After worshipping the Lord in this way, one should bathe the Lord with the milk and dress him with proper garments and sacred thread and ornaments. After offering water to wash the Lord's feet, one should again worship the Lord with fragrant flowers, incense, and other paraphernalia. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. So the Dvadashakshara mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. While worshipping the deity, one should ring a bell with his left hand and offer Padya, Argya, Vastra, Ganda, Mala, Abharana, Bhushana, and so on. In this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk, dress him, and again worship him with all paraphernalia. Shall we continue? If one can afford to, one should offer the deity fine rice boiled in milk with clarified butter and molasses. While chanting the same original mantra, one should offer all this to the fire. One should offer all the prasad to a Vaishnav or offer him some of the prasad and then take some oneself. After this, one should offer the deity Achman and then betel nut and then again worship the Lord. Thereafter, one should silently murmur the mantra 108 times and offer prayers to the Lord for his glorification. Then one should circumambulate the Lord and finally, with great delight and satisfaction, offer obeisances, falling straight like a rod dandamat. After touching to one's head all the flowers and water offered to the deity, one should throw them into a sacred place. Then one should feed at least two brahmanas with sweet rice. One should perfectly honor the respectable brahmanas one has fed, and then after taking their permission, one should take prasad with his friends and relatives. For that night, one should observe strict celibacy, and the next morning, after bathing again with purity and attention, one should bathe the deity of Vishnu with milk and worship him according to the methods formally stated in detail. Worshipping Lord Vishnu with great faith and devotion and living only by drinking milk, one should follow this vow. One should also offer oblations to the fire and feed the brahmanas and mentioned before. In this way, until 12 days have passed, one should observe this payo-vrata, worshipping the Lord every day, executing the routine duties, performing sacrifices and feeding the brahmanas. From Pratipat until the 13th day of the next bright moon, Shukla, Trayodashi, one should observe complete celibacy, sleep on the floor, bathe three times a day and thus execute the vow. During this period, one should not unnecessarily talk of material subjects or topics of sense gratification. One should be completely free from envy of all living entities, and one should be a pure and simple devotee of Lord Vasudev. Thereafter, following the directions of the Shastra with help of the Brahmanas who know the Shastra, on the 13th day of the moon, one should bathe Lord Vishnu with the five substances, milk, yogurt, ghee, sugar, and honey. Giving up the miserly habit of not spending money, one should arrange for the gorgeous worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is situated in the heart of every living entity. With great attention, one must prepare an oblation of grains boiled in ghee and milk and must chant the Purusha Shukta Mantra. The offering of food should be of varieties of tastes. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should satisfy the spiritual master or the acharya who is very learned in a Vedic literature, and one should satisfy his assistant priests known as Hota, Udgata, Advaryu and Brahma. One should please them by offering them clothing, ornaments and cows. This is the ceremony called Vishnu Aradhana or worship of Lord Vishnu. O most auspicious lady, one should perform all the ceremonies under the direction of learned acharyas and should satisfy them and their priests. By distributing prasad, one should also satisfy the brahmanas and others who have assembled. Now we come to text 55. Dakshinam gurave dadya ritvik bhyascha yatharhataha anadyanashva pakamscha Prinayet samupagatam dakshinam. Some contribution of money or gold. Gurave, unto the spiritual master. Dadyat, one should give. Ritvik bhyahacha, and to the priests engaged by the spiritual master. Yata arhataha, as far as possible. Ana adyena, by distributing prasad. Ashvapakan, even to the chandalas, persons habituated to eating the flesh of dogs. Cha, also, prinayet, one should please, samubhagatan, because they have assembled there for the ceremony. Translation. One should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priest by giving them cloth, ornaments, cows, and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasad, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the chandalas, the eaters of dog flesh. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Vedic system, prasad is distributed as recommended here, without discrimination as to what or who may take prasadam. Regardless of whether one is a Brahmana, Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, or even the lowest of man, a Chandala, he should be welcome to accept prasad. However, when the Chandalas, the lower class of Pura class, are taking prasad, this does not mean they have become Narayan or Vishnu. Narayan is situated in everyone's heart, but this does not mean Narayan is a Chandala or a poor man. The Mayavada philosophy of accepting a poor man as Narayan is the most envious and atheistic movement in Vedic culture. This mentality should be completely given up. Everyone should be given the opportunity to take prasad, but this does not mean that everyone has the right to become Narayan. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swam Tinamne Namaste Saraswati Devam Guravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashkati Desatarine. One should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priest by giving them cloth, ornaments, cows, and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasad, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the Chandalas, eaters of dog flesh. So I was asked by the local authorities to speak on something which, to be honest, it's not very difficult for me because I'm speaking on this subject for 50 years. So I was supposed to say something about book distribution. These shlokas, of course, don't relate directly to that. These shlokas are relating to puja, to a special way or special vrata to worship Lord Vishnu. Well, you may be welcome to ask any pujari to give you more detailed explanation. That's not me. I honored and paid my dandavats to any steady, dedicated pujari I find on the way, which is an amazing service, a service I have never done. I remember once, I'm coming from a movement or from a generation of devotees where we had a rule, puja rule. That the best book distributor can do the puja on the Mangala Aarti in the morning to Madana Mohan. At first time it happened to me after being approximately 1 year on Sankirtan. I said, how can I do puja? I'm not a pujari. I'm not purified enough for that. And the pujari, those days one of the top pujaris in ISKCON, he looked at me and he said, you were the whole week on Sankirtan, you are completely purified. That was the mood. So I said, what shall I do? He said, look at these things here at the plate. You know, so he explained what to point to what and how much time I should turn the circle around. And then I said, but you are chanting so many mantras additionally, I don't know these mantras. And he looked at me and realistically assumed I'm a completely hopeless case. So he said, just chant Hare Krishna. So I did my first puja to Madana Mohan. It was the Mangala Aarti, so the Sankirtan results were read after the lecture. But it was already clear who was the number one that week, because that was the one on the altar making the Mangala Aarti puja. So, of course, in my youthful humbleness, I offered the Gilem to my opponents, to the other Sankirtan devotees, challenging them for the next week to come up and defeat me. That was the mood those days. When I first time came to Vrindavan in 1978, behind each one of these columns was standing a Sankirtan devotee. Actually, the festival was one big Sankirtan meeting. We were just meeting each other, and instead of saying Radhe, Radhe, we were going Sankirtan ki jai! That was the mood. I mean, I entered a movement where practically there was hardly any congregation, there was hardly any grihastha, not many. They did something like this in America, but I joined in Europe. So everybody was brahmachari, everybody was on Sankirtan. So you can imagine the energy and the atmosphere generated from such a congregation. So I had one top leading book distributor standing behind that column there. And he looked at me from America. He looked at me with an ice cold look. He had a target. He knew. We never met before. We just met each other on the Sankirtan result lists, which was like the communication media. There was no mediation, there was no communication, there was just the exchange of Sankirtan results. So he just looked at me and he said, "Next year I will defeat you." That was the first time I saw him. I was going, "Oh." So that was generally the mood. It was a very blissful mood. But we all know, as Krishna consciousness is spreading, it's like a tsunami wave. It just spills out and it is reaching out wider and wider circles of the society. So of course, realistically spoken, we cannot expect everybody ending up in a Sankirtan van, driving and distributing books. Nevertheless, I should stay on the issue. So it was actually a very blissful time. Brahmachari life, after being 30 years grihastha, I have to say, keep on going. It's a simple life. The only problem you have that you need a new suitcase and somebody took your dhoti. Oh, that's a big problem. If you want to know something about problems, go to some grihastha. He, honest grihastha, will immediately tell you, oh Prabhu. It can get very complicated. But most of us, it was becoming visible on the way, had to go through this. This is not something you actually plan for, you desire. It's something you have to do, for some. And those who can stay in this saffron and keep on going, oh, it's great. Do that. It cannot become more simple and better as that. Actually, I am only here sitting for one reason. That I distributed books. Otherwise I wouldn't be here. I know that. Srila Prabhupada wrote me one letter. I never wrote him a letter. Suddenly a letter arrived, thanking me for being, at that time, the first book distributor in ISKCON who did 501 books in 1 week. It was like the ISKCON. And then I was shocked. My GBC came to me, it was in Germany, I joined in Germany, so he just gave me the letter from Prabhupada written here in Vrindavan. He was here visiting and he told Prabhupada, "We have in Germany two devotees, one did 501 and 502 books." Prabhupada said, "Bring me a paper." And they brought this Indian aerogram, you know, this is a kind of envelope and paper in one piece. And Prabhupada dictated a letter, simple letter, but very essential. And then I got the letter in Germany while coming back from Sankirtan, already open of course, because, you know, everybody was reading everything those days. So my GBC gave me the letter and going, "Now you are saved." That was his comment. And I still have the original at home. So. Prabhupada writes simply a few words of gratitude, pointing out that devotional service is absolute. Like I said, all respects to the pujaris, and there is so much variety of devotional service Prabhupada gave us. But then Prabhupada writes, but, those who go out and spread Krishna consciousness, those who preached, they will have the real nectar. Prabhupada said it's all nectar. But if you want the real, because we are actually a Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan means not single. It's always plural. Together chanting, together taking prasaram, together sharing Krishna consciousness. This single-minded mood, Prabhupada commented very firmly, he said, "We don't want the Babaji clause." And there are, I don't know who and I don't know where, but there may be wonderful devotees performing their bhajan, But Prabhupada instantly implemented into us this mood, if you get something so nice, give it out immediately. And the Krishna conscious mathematics following in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are amazing. One and one, or one minus one, is two. Two minus two is four. The more you subtract and give it out, the more you get. As described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Panchatattva emptied out the storehouse of love of Godhead totally. And the moment they did that, it was full again. And we see any devotee individually and congregationally who have this mood, they are getting showered with blessings. I know temples in Europe, there are not that many, believe me, there are not that many, who are based on book distribution. You know, you may say, but what about the other programs? There is no elaborate puja. I know one temple in Czech Republic, it just have a big, wonderfully arranged picture of Panchatattva, that's what Prabhupada said. And then they come Saturday night, all the vans together, they make ecstatic dhyanam, they make ecstatic morning program, fantastic Sunday feast, and already the Sunday feast guests are helping to pack the books into the van again. That's how I joined. I knew nothing. I walked in a door in a temple, and the first brahmacharya running down the stairs, it was a small house. He looked at me and he was going, Sagatam Kri Chai! And then he ran away. I was going, what kind of people are these? I mean, when you join a movement where the oldest member was maybe 22 years old, and he was in Krishna consciousness 3 years, that was a senior Vaishnava. So, you know, you get the mood. Everybody was running. I was going, when are these going to people sit down? And I was coming from home. I was already chanting at home. You know, I was meditating and relaxed. And then I came into the temple and, I mean, there was no door handles on the doors. They were all ripping them out. You know, it was just pure mud of passion, of course. It was just ram, ram, ram. And I was like, what are the people doing? I came here to have some peace of mind, to relax and meditate. Even to sit down was considered suspicious. What are you doing? And I said, well, I am reading. He said, that you can do later. And everybody was just, I was going, what? It's like army in an attack, you know? You come into such a thing. And I was like, And I said, what shall I do? And he said, go with us. Because Bhakta program was very simple. You join and you do what the others are doing. That's simple. And why are you doing that? You have to find out what you are actually doing. It sounds not very logical. But 3 days later, I was on the street. In my first dhoti, which was not a dhoti, it was an orange curtain. Because nobody was in India yet. It was a good quality curtain. I had it for quite some years. But I looked a little bit like a Buddhistic monk. It was very orange. So, and I was standing there after meeting the day before. A devotee looked at me and he said, I have a hobby. And I said, hobby? You have hobbies also? What is your hobby? And he said, to cut other people's hair. And he dragged me to the bathroom and he just cut off my hair. And I looked out like, And, you know, next day I was on the street with a sikha flying here and there, with an orange curtain, with a pile of Back to Godhead magazine, and they put me there and they said, you distribute this. And I said, You know, I was a very silent boy once upon a time. I hated people, you know. I was sitting just at home and just reading and writing poetry. And then I was on the street in the middle of these people. With magazines, I could hardly understand. And I was thinking, it's like a dream. This cannot be. I have died maybe in between, and now here I'm reborn again. And people just seeing me, that was Germany 1972, they just by seeing me, they were going, and they walked to the other side of the street. Nobody ever saw much of a devotee at that time. So I was like, hello, and then he walked out. So just to make somebody to stop was like, And I went only to old grandmothers, to old people, because they looked more harmless. The other ones were just running around. Germans know how to run. So, they're just, no time. And then you are. But somehow or other, there was always somebody stopping, holding on that magazine. And I asked the devotees, what shall I say? And they said, well, you can tell them, we are monks. That's obvious. We are coming from India. And there are many hungry children in India. Please give a donation. And I said, I never was in India. And they said, shut up, this is a mantra. And I said, oh, now I have two mantras, the Hare Krishna mantra and this nonsense. You know, oh, wow. So I faithfully repeated that. And everybody gave a little, think. Somehow or other, in half a day, 250 magazines went out. And I had no way to put them coins. It was just coins. So I looked like a camel, I had this. I found pockets. I have pockets here. And then the pockets were full of coins. And I completely lost everything. In the evening, suddenly the car appeared again with the devotees to pick me up. And they said, where are the magazines? And I said, they're all gone. I said, good evening. And they said, come on, Hare Krishna. I'm like, oh, Hare Krishna? Oh yeah, I'm Hare Krishna, okay. I was completely covered already by the surroundings. So they loaded me in a car and said, where's the money? And I said, here. And they said, okay, and then shook me up. And they completely emptied me out. And then we came to the temple. And the temple president came down the stairs. He said, how was the new one? And they said, he did 250 magazines in half a day. And he gave a big smile. And he said, hey, he is a Sankirtan devotee. I thought, for that smile, I will stay. I will never go back. I will never leave this movement. Nobody ever in my life smiled at me like this. It was ecstatic. Actually, I did Sankirtan basically for one reason. I wanted to be accepted by the devotees. And the only way to get accepted those days was that you go out and distribute books. Otherwise, you could go home. It was simple. You had to do that. I'm so grateful to all the preachers. Anyway, I always look at Prithu Prabhu because he was the first one who preached to me. I don't tell you how. Very radical. Very radical. And he is still doing this. I saw him yesterday mushing up two boys coming in with a long hair. And he was just... They were completely like hypnotized. They were like... It was ecstatic to see this. It was just like... You know how many people Prithu brought to Krishna consciousness? A lot. So, it's the mood and it's the attitude which makes us qualified for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, we have to come up with some knowledge. We have to come up with some understanding. It's not a sentimental movement. I know that I may sound to you quite emotional and sentimental, but Sankirtan automatically, it's a self-purifying process. It will force you to read these books. Prabhupada was complaining, I think especially about the Germans. He was especially complaining that you are working so much, but, why do you read the books? He said, I wrote these books for you, actually. So you have to read them also. I can tell you details about this. That was the last time I saw Srila Prabhupada in Bhaktivedanta Manna during his presence, where he had a special darshan for Germans. We were the number one in the world almost at that time. So we were saying, Prabhupada wants to speak to us. Yeah! And we dashed in his room. And Prabhupada was in a very special... I don't want to go into this. I would get so emotional. I will not finish the lecture. But... he was in his, we knew
And we didn't want to know it, that it's the last time we see Prabhupada. So the Germans dashed into that small room, into his bedroom. It was packed. Preetu was there, and yes, packed. We were all paying dandavats. And then there was a silence. We were all... We expected Prabhupada will ask about how many books you distributed. And then silent, Prabhupada dropped that bomb. He said, "Do you know the philosophy?" We were all like, "Philosophy? Why is he asking that? Philosophy?" But he knew exactly that was what was lacking. You know, lots of activity, sometimes with not much understanding. So we were like, I hope I can give it correctly. One of my gobadi was going, "Sarva dharma paridhyaja mamikam sharanam raja." Prabhupada said, "Yes, what does it mean?" And then I think Preetu gave some explanation, he gave some commentary on that. I can vaguely remember that. And then Prabhupada said, "Yes." And that was it. We were still sitting there, and then everybody suddenly understood, the darshan is over. So we just paid our obeisances, went out. And I remember walking down the stairs in Bhaktivedanta Mena, going, "Philosophy? He asked about philosophy. What is this?" You know? And Prabhupada knew exactly. But Sankirtan brings it out. You have to have all what you need for performing devotional service by actually being able to go on. Sankirtan is such a self-purifying, powerful service. You cannot go out on Sankirtan and maintain your false identity. You cannot go out and remain in bodily consciousness. This will be all attacked from outside and inside as well. Some may think, I'm quite a humble person, yeah. Go out on the street and don't distribute anything for 2 hours. And just watch your mind and your false ego coming up. You think, okay. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. But the next one, if he doesn't take the book, I will just beat him up. Aha! Here goes the mercy. Here goes the compassion. Constantly, Sankirtan devotees have to overcome these barriers, these obstacles. Durga, that's the place we are living in. Dur means very difficult, and ga means to go. So in Sankirtan, the whole material energy will come visible to you. If you are in Maya, Maya will not bother you much. She goes, "Oh, he's my disciple. Very good. He's just following the faithfully. You know, he has no brain, just the senses roaming around. Yeah, it's easy." But when you oppose, you go against the stream and you think, "No, actually I want to go back home, back to Godhead." Then Maya will test you. This is her function. This is her service. So Sankirtan is the most wonderful service, simple service. It doesn't require any learning in a technical sense. You know, Sankirtan is based on enthusiasm. It's based on, people used to ask us, here in India it's a little bit different, you know. People have some culture, still there's something, you can feel some culture background. Invest, there's nothing. So you just go out with a book and a vest, and they go, "What is this, book, huh?" And they go, "What is this?" I told them, "Book." "Oh." "What is inside?" "Paper." "Oh." "Do you know how to read?" "No." "Then get it." "No." "You have money?" "Yeah." "Then give it." "Okay." It sounds really basic, but I found myself many times in these situations on Sankirtan. I never joined these discussions. Do people understand the books? To be quite honest, I don't care. Of course we have to be available if they have some questions. We should be available. But where are the questions coming? Who is asking? In West, we are so impoverished, we have to ask the question and answer it ourselves too. People don't have even the brain to ask the proper thing.
They just say, no, I don't want it. And I can tell you stories from Sankirtan. Even that can be nullified. I had people on the street who go, no. I go, yes. And they go, I don't read. I said, that's okay. And they go, I have no money. It's okay. And they go, I have no time. It's okay. And then while they are saying this, they are buying the book. And you pat them on the shoulder because it's very nice. And they go, okay. And then they go away with the book and they go, what is this? They're so covered. You really learn to understand why Prabhupada said it is not some, you could say, insult. It's a scientific observation. This is humans with animal consciousness, and they will respond that way. Therefore, Sankirtan devotees learn the best psychology. They go, hello, my sir. Prabhupada gave, he never gave a distribution mantra, but he gave a mantra how to do it. He said, my dear sir, you are so great, you are so knowledgeable, you are so beautiful, you are so powerful. Could you please, for 1 second, forget about your opulences and accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know, therefore, in Sankirtan you learn the real humility. Not the, you know, not this. You learn really to be humble. Because only that way you can distribute. And only that way you cannot be stopped. It's ahituki apratihata. It cannot be stopped by any material circumstance. Germany is a wonderful example because we had a big problems there. And the more problems increased, the more the book distribution went up. Of course, we were young. So we thought, oh, German police, very nice. Come on, come on. Challenge, challenge. That was the mood, you know. So not like we invited the police, but it was coming anyway. I cannot tell you how many police stations, German police stations I saw. It was almost like my second home. Same procedure, you know, police station, and to fill the formula, illicit collection here, you know, sign please here, no, no signature. We were informed by our lawyer what to do. And then the man got angry, he ripped the paper and threw it away and said, get out! I said, very nice, thank you very much. And then, you know, and then there was actually nothing. I had people pointing guns on me. Once I asked for a donation, the man pulled the gun and said, I will give you a donation. You know what I did? I had no idea what I'm doing. It was in the middle of the marathon. I was so blissful. I was going, ah, woo. I was the wrong man. And he pulled the gun on me, and I put my small finger into the gun. He said, what will you do now? He started to laugh. He couldn't believe it. He said, he has his small finger. He put it in my gun. Of course, it was completely crazy to do such a thing. But I didn't care. He could shoot me. I don't care. I was saying, that's the best place to die. And then he just put the gun away. He was going, and he walked away. And I walked around the corner. I was going, oh, my God, I put my small finger into somebody's gun. Oh, what have I done? This is the bliss of Sankirtan. Nimitra matram. You just become just a tool. To become Krishna's tool is something so blissful that you learn on Sankirtan, really. You can learn it in any service, but Sankirtan, you have to learn it very fast. As soon as you start to think, I am doing here, here comes the most merciful book distributor, it's finished. They will show you, for every proud devotee, there is an even more proud kami, you know. And you cannot win the game. You cannot become puffed up like they are. They will just... And you go, you know, it doesn't work. So you have to become humble and pray and pray. And then trying. God helps those, they help themselves. You put yourself in that situation, you try. That was the seminar Prabhupada gave us. He threw completely unexperienced devotees. I cannot even think about it. It was his first devotees did when he came to India. I don't understand anything about this place. You know, I go in Bengal to an Indian, I go, is it okay? And he goes, that means no in the West. In India, it means yes. In West, when you say yes, then you go like this. In Bengal, you go like this. So it's like everything is upside down here. Everything is different. You don't understand anything. And Prabhupada already put devotees in a managerial, you know, field. My God, I cannot even imagine this until today. For me, I was still in the West most of my life. So it was like, okay, I know this place. I know the American arrogance, I know the German arrogance, I can give you lectures about variety of arrogance, okay? So you know what's coming to you more or less, but here in India. But still Prabhupada did that. Very new devotees. They were going, Prabhupada said, go and preach in Japan. Japan, where's Japan? They look on the map, where's Japan? And they were going, Prabhupada, I cannot do that. I will fall down. When I don't have your association, Prabhupada said, it will be okay. And he pushed him out of the door and closed the door. It's like, you know, that was the mood. And then you have two choices, just to give it up. Go home, back to mama. Or just say, okay, it's going to be about Prabhupada. Kill me, leave me. Prabhupada, I mean, he doesn't put me to commit suicide, isn't it? I mean, you know. Yeah. That's not possible. So he must know what he's doing. That was the faith of those devotees who went out there in a completely brand new preaching fields. There was never a devotee before. There was never activity like this being performed. There were never books like this sold before on such a scale in the history of mankind. It's great to be part of something like this. I mean, can you imagine how many books were sold, inspired by Srila Prabhupada until today? About God, especially speaking for the West, that's the last thing people are interested in. You know, yeah. They always told us, you are here for making money. I used to tell them, are you joking? With book about God making money? And they were going, oh, actually you are right. We had all kinds of mantras for them to just nullify the seriousness of the situation. You know, Sankirtani was like I said, you learn very fast, and you have to learn very fast. It's a condensed seminary on self-control, on how to become truly compassionate. You must very quickly develop these qualities, otherwise you cannot stay there in a preaching field. It's so discouraging. Invest, everybody is against you. Nobody wants, Prabhupada said, nobody invited me here. I came on my own. You didn't invite me, he said even to his own disciples. I came anyway, and you didn't want to hear. I made you to hear. I tricked you with pots of gulab jamuns and all kinds of things, you know. Prabhupada had the strategies, you know, yeah. Surrounding us first with kirtan and prasadam, not so much lecture, just kirtan and prasadam, and they were just, you know, prasadam, kirtan. And they thought that will be it. No, that was not it. Then Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada was like doing something. They were watching him doing something, writing something always. And they said, what is this? What is he doing? Then came the groundbreaking moment where two brahmacharis on a gas station sold the first books. One came out of the gas station completely ecstatic. Actually, he tried to exchange instead of the money. He tried to offer the man and the cashier a book. He took it. He came out. And the other brahmacharya said, what happened? You just came in to pay the petrol and you came out completely ecstatic. He said, he took a book! Then the other one tried too. They both came ecstatic back to the temple. They asked, what happened? You are completely ecstatic. They said, we distributed two books. And then it went like a wildfire. From the Harinam, you know, until then it was just the Harinam on the street, it suddenly just spilled out into a huge marathons. Devotees wrote to Prabhupada from the book distribution marathons, Prabhupada, I mean, you know, this is so ecstatic, you know, maybe we can go to Vaikuntha, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, you don't have to go there, you are already there. This is what happens when you preach and when you distribute Prabhupada's books. The ecstasy is imminent, uninvited, beyond our mind and our conception of progress. And am I advanced or how advanced am I? Don't bother with that. Just go out and try to distribute some book. You will find out very quickly how advanced you are. It's like a thermometer, you know, you put it here and you go, oh, 41 degree fever, that's called disease. You know immediately, you will find it out immediately. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted this activity being the base of this movement. Like I said, no discrimination to other services, but Prabhupada wanted that this never is stopped. It has to go on because it keeps us healthy. It keeps us down to the floor. It keeps us freed from false conception. This is the world of names only. That's what Bhagavatam says, okay? So you can assume all kinds of designations. I am this. Yeah, I think I am this. Yes, that's me. Well, let's see. Maybe, maybe not. So conditioned soul has this habituation to assume false. Karmis know that very well. They work with it greatly. They don't give people such simple names. They are titles. It's a title factory out there. You know, the man is a garbage man. They told him, no, you are the head of the hygienic department. And he goes, I'm the head. And he's still emptying our garbage cans. You know, the services sometimes you find what they do are quite simple, but there's always a big fuss around this. You know, big things. And that's for Shudra. Shudra like this. High sound, low activity. Sankirtan is about minimum sound, high activity. No falsity involved. This is not for hypocrites. You cannot stay false. You have to face. And that's painful to see. The mirror will be put up in front of you and you think, this is you. And you think, I don't like this guy. You know, this is not the one I thought he is. No, this is you. And if you take it, how wonderful. Srila Prabhupada, during his presence, I had not so much personal association with him. But those who came close, oh, it was not always so easy. Because you were exposed. You had to be really, your false ego was put at stake. And this is wonderful. This is what we want. You know, we don't want to be false people. We don't want to impress upon each other another sort of lies. We had it all before we joined. I was an artist, you know. I quit on this for this one reason. Everybody was special, distinct artist. But when everybody is distinct and special, then nobody is special. You know, and I had enough of this race. Everybody, I'm special. You know, but Maya, she doesn't stop. When you join, she will join too. Prabhupada said she's a pure devotee. She will come even in a temple. So she will put a tilak on. She go, big Vaishnava. Very big Vaishnava. She will make you to ignore all the issues you have to actually work on. It's a one big cleaning station here. Prabhupada call it a hospital. Sometimes devotees get disturbed. There are so many crazy people that are coming to this movement. Yeah, of course, it's a hospital. What do you expect? You know, they all come, Krishna, help, help. And Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita, they are all saintly. And you know why? Because they take the process. Provided they take the process. If they don't take the process and try to establish their falsity and their insanity like the standard, well, that Prabhupada was very furious about. He was very clear about this. There, his mercy manifested in another way. But weakness, occasionally relapses of insanity, yeah, it happens, you know. We are in the material world. Krishna says wherever there is some endeavor, there will be fire, and where there is fire, there will be smoke. Like Prabhupada was criticized that you disciple do so many things here, like in Japan, anyway. So Prabhupada said, well, those who criticize, they don't do anything. At least we are doing something. Of course, as soon as you do something, there will be some mistake. There will be some problem. So what shall we do? Doing nothing? Well, that's a problem. That's a real problem. Because Maya is a preacher. Prabhupada said, the best defense is a good attack. If you don't push, Maya will push you back. That makes Krishna consciousness a little bit difficult. But the process is very simple. Anybody can go out and distribute book. Anybody, provided he wants to. I saw people on the street distributing books. I couldn't imagine. I said, how can he distribute a book? But I was the one who was taking them out. And I tell you, that's where you get the faith. You think, what an amazing thing. I had people out with me on the street. They couldn't even chant the holy name properly. We had devotees who were just, actually those days, in the early days, very early days in Germany, they always told me, take him on Sankirtan, don't bring him back. It was like the, you know, disposal station. Because in the temple there was a trouble. So they said, just take him on Sankirtan. And there was actually a mantra going around, Sankirtan makes him or breaks him. Not exactly our line, but you know, but it was a testing ground. And I saw amazing things happening. I saw chanters who were not even chanters. I will not mention any names, but we had in devotee, one devotee in Germany, he was chanting Hare, Hare, Hare. Those who are coming from Germany, they probably know who I'm talking about. I mean, that's in days where the newspapers are writing, when you come to the sect, you get brainwashed. People came to the temple and there was one standing there going Hare, Hare, Hare. Of course, they thought, oh, what a victim. So the temple authorities told me, just get him out. Just take him on Sankirtan. So I got him on Sankirtan. And he was in the back of the car, Hare, Hare. I was going, ah, oh, you know, after 1 week, distributing few books, he came back, he was chanting normally. Many times they asked me in the temple, what are you doing with these people on the street? And I said, nothing. They are just going out and distributing books, you know. I saw amazing things happening. We had one devotee, one bhakta, we called him Bhakta Frankenstein, but anyway, it was a really ferocious appearance, you know. Just by seeing him, people are going, oh! I had him on the street too. And he was just trying to distribute. People are just, and run to the other side of the street. I told him, you cannot distribute like this. Just look, I give you a simple introduction into book distribution if you want. All kamis basically, mostly have two hands, and they hang down like this, and they walk. So when you have a book, you take the book, and you aim for this area here, okay? On the right hand, hello. And you will see the right hand comes automatically up, then you drop the book. Then he will stand there. Then immediately you have to look in his eyes. Don't look in the sky. Don't look on the floor. Look in his eyes. Hello. Simple introduction in book distribution. Hello. And he will look in your eyes. Hello. And then you have to say something. What shall I say? Anything. Just say something. Hello. You know what I am until today telling to people? Hello. They go, I'm coming from there. And I go over here. And they go, wow, we're coming over there. And you go over here. And now we have the book here. And they go, uh-huh, okay, okay, okay. They go, Where are you coming from? I go from there. And they go, okay, okay. Because believe it or not, most people, they are not capable on that moment to think rationally. Maybe in India they have more pious background. That's a completely different issues they are dealing with here. I was in India, actually one of the problems in India when I came first time to India, 78, was many people couldn't even read. And still the book distribution was already picking up. Indians are so amazing. They cannot read, you give them Bhagavad Gita and they go. It's just amazing place. Well, that doesn't happen to you in the West. People just go. So you have to be personal. There is no place for Mayavadis on Sankirtan. You have to throw yourself into the process. Sometimes they challenge. I don't want to switch now into the Mataji department, which I managed also for many years. What they can do on the street when they go out, oh, I couldn't do. You know, this big guy is coming out.
What is this?
What will I do? What will you do when I don't take the book? And the Mataji goes, then I will cry. Oh, okay, 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 okay. How much is it? How much is it? I cannot do that. If I would say that, then they will just keep on crying, you know. Well, Matajis have that power. I asked one Mataji like this, you will really cry? She said, forget it. <You know>? They have their, Prabhupada used to call them our secret weapons. Also, totally revolutionary in history of Vaishnavism. Ladies out there preaching, distributing books. Never seen before. Prabhupada did so many amazing things. So anybody can take part in book distribution. Anybody. Anyway, I could go on with this introduction. I mean, that's very simple. And then there comes the essential question. How much does it cost? The money. The money issue. And then, you know, invest. What we do here. So just look. Everybody gives something. So he pulls the money back out. That's the critical moment. When he opens it, he always wants to give too little. So you go, when he opens the money back, you go, you know, and most people, they give, and then you tell him some idea. And they go, most people, they give. The social pressure, you know. Actually, I found down the road even a better mantra. If he is not really a rascal, you look in his eyes, you smile, and you go, just give what your heart tells you. That's challenge. He goes, oh, my heart, where's my heart? Oh, my God. And usually they are miserly, they have such a little heart, you know? And they go, oh, I should give from the heart. Oh, what a challenge. So that's a challenge. You appeal to the heart. And when you do it purely, there are those who actually say, okay, I give up. Here I am surrendering. I buy the book and I give. That's the best way to Sankirtan. You know. And then there's the other Sankirtan which you just go, and they go, and you go, and they go. It's like pulling teeth, you know. So that's also a way to distribute, but it's painful and it takes lots of energy. The real mood of Sankirtan is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes over, you know. And that he can do anytime, any place, anywhere. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not limited to India, not limited to some country. He can use anybody. Like I mentioned, I can give you endless examples. I am the example of that. Somewhere down the road, I got used by Prabhupada for a certain purpose. Otherwise, I am completely useless. I don't have use. I am not even materially spoken. What can I do? There are people who are materially qualified. I was just a dreaming boy. I was 18 years old when I joined this movement. Completely useless. I could do nothing materially spoken. But, you know, Prabhupada started to use me. That's where the bliss is. To become a useful tool that may not be forever. This is not a stamp forever.
Guarantee. Yes. Approved. Ever useful.
We have to qualify yourself over and over again. That makes things a little bit demanding. It's not like once upon a time I was a book distributor and now I can be any nonsense I want. No, it's an obligation. It's, and again you have to pray. And again you have to beg. Please, Krishna, use me. This is the challenge. It's the only challenge on Sankirtan. How to become useful. How to be used. And Krishna has to recognize, he has to approve, okay, we can use you for this. And it's a blissful challenge. It's ecstatic. So this is in essence what carries Sankirtan movement. How can we become useful? What can Krishna do with us? How can we actually become qualified to accept the mercy? And all this will very fast come to anybody who will go out and distribute a book. Anybody can do. We know in India now we are in a congregational field. Vaisheshika Prabhu is writing books about that. How anybody can somehow or other become part of this book distribution. Somebody says, well, I am not the big star, you know. I cannot distribute 500 books a day. We had such a devotees doing this. It doesn't. I don't see nowadays, it's not the times for big stars. It's many, many. I go regularly to England, where during the year it's not such a high book distribution. In the marathon time, you have suddenly 300 people on the street. People you wouldn't expect. One of the best book distributors was a 70-year-old lady. They said she will die on Sankirtan. She said, that's a good idea. And then she was like, you know, anything. So this is actually what's important today. To maintain that Sankirtan culture. It's a culture. That's something you simply do. Prabhupada writes very clearly in one letter, I want every member of this Hare Krishna movement to know the art of book distribution. He expected everybody having a taste of this. Everybody become part of it. And if you distribute even 20 books in your lifetime, you know, which is not a difficult thing to do, then that will be the investment for further. And who knows what? I can tell you stories day and night about one Mataji who distributed in marathon nothing for 3-4 days. Nothing, not one book. She was crying. I was really crying, not a show display. She was so crying that she was on the street going, you know, just from the morning already. People were just, you know, up to the moment, the third day, she couldn't take the Bhagavad Gita back anymore because there was somebody holding on it. She was, There was a boy on the other side of the Bhagavad Gita. He said, I want the book. I want the book. So she sold him the book. That was our first bhakta in the temple, in that, you know, who came next Sunday feast and became a bhakta. Well, 3 days, one book, one bhakta. It's not a bad result, you know. So you never know. You never know what that book will do. You never know what will come out of it. We are just spreading out the seeds. And we don't know. These books are preachers, you know. They go on their own. We just have to be available and reachable and useful to do this, to become part of Srila Prabhupada's mission. I guess I'm timed, isn't it?
Thank you.
It's finished. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.